Hi, I'm Rushin. I'm with Radio Maria Ireland. I'm here at St. John's Cathedral with Bishop Brendan. And thank you, Bishop Brendan, for such a beautiful votive mass. And I just wanted to ask you, Bishop Brendan, how has the Sacred Heart been significant in your own life?
Well, of course, anybody in Ireland growing up 50, 60 years ago, like I was, well, the Sacred Heart image was very central in our houses. So it was a lovely image because it was an unusual image, but it spoke of love, compassion, care. And my mother had a great devotion to the Sacred Heart. So I remember at June time, a little candle would light in front of that image. And I think it was something that spoke about the warmth of God, the love of God, the closeness of God. So that really, I think, always remained with me as an image for God. Sometimes people say that they have an image of God as somebody to be feared, to be afraid of. But of course, the Sacred Heart of Jesus tells us, no, don't come close, be with me, I've given my life for you. So that, in that sense, it was very important for me.
Thank you, Bishop Brendan. And I just wanted to ask you as well, what do you think of Radio Maria's mission for the salvation of souls?
Well, Mary herself, of course, after whom the radio is called, is the great woman who brought hope into the world, Jesus Christ into the world. So that is a very important message for us all to hear, especially today when so many people are afraid of where things are going. So if we imitate Mary, we can't go wrong.
Thank you, Bishop. And would you be okay to give us a blessing at Radio Maria for all our listeners?
Indeed. May Almighty God bless each one listening with peace in their heart, soul, mind and body, and that through the intercession of their Lady, Our Lady, they may always know the closeness of the Sacred Heart's love for them. In the name of the Father, of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.